I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
C-104.
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, I seriously need your help because I don't know what to do.
Oh, boy. Okay, what's the problem?
So my husband, Brian, is one of the owners and a manager of this brew pub. And I found out a couple weeks ago that there's been all sorts of drama going on over there involving this bartender and one of the managers sleeping with her.
Oh, okay. Now, and it wasn't Brian, though, right?
It was.
Oh, boy. Okay. So your husband is sleeping with one of his bartenders?
Well, no. He says that's not what happened at all.
Okay. All right. So what's his side of the story, then?
Okay. So the whole thing started when I was reading something someone wrote on Facebook. One of the comments was something like, imagine finding out that someone else is getting all your hours behind the bar because she's sleeping with the manager. Well, the girl who wrote that works for Brian. So I showed him the comment, and I was like, did you know this was going on at your place? And he read it and was like, that's news to me. So I sort of kept looking and reading and tried to find out as much as I could. And basically what I gathered is there's this girl named McKenna who bartends there, and I guess she's sleeping with one of the managers.
Okay. How many managers are there?
Three, but one is just the kitchen manager, and that's Roger, and the other one is gay. So,
Okay. So you assumed it was Brian.
Yeah. And I sent a DM to the girl who wrote that. And I was like, hey, I'm sorry to hear about all this. Let me know if there's any way I can help.
Okay. Did she write back?
Yeah. She wrote, it's all good. She's a skank anyways.
Okay. Did you show Brian this conversation?
Well, this was like a week later that she wrote me back, and I showed him, and he goes, okay, listen, I need to tell you something, but you have to let me finish before you interrupt me.
Oh, boy. Okay. This sounds like a confession.
Yeah. So he sits me down and tells me that this McKenna girl is extremely flirty and really forward, and all the guys there, like, say the same thing, and it makes a few of them uncomfortable. Anyway, I guess Brian was joking around with her about something one night when it was really slow, and he went back to his office to do payroll, which he hates because it stresses him out. And this girl came into his office and said something like, you look really stressed, and sat on his lap and tried to kiss him.
Oh, okay. So I'm guessing payroll didn't get done on time and nobody got paid.
Well, he tells me that he didn't stop her immediately because the whole thing caught him by surprise, but he definitely stopped her. And then he's like, I was afraid this would get out, mostly because you know people are going to believe her. You have this cute young female bartender and then the older married manager.
Yeah, so at this point, he admitted she was aggressive to him, but he stopped her.
Yeah.
Do you believe him is the question?
I don't know. I mean, I asked about this girl, and the other managers took Brian's side. They both said she was like that.
Okay. Yeah, but those managers also probably want to keep their jobs too, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Did you talk to this girl at all? Like, did you confront her?
No, not yet. I just don't know who to believe.
Okay. So either your husband is a willing participant in this, or he's right. He's stuck in a situation where nobody's going to believe his side, especially not, like, in the times we live in now, where the general public is way more likely to believe a woman's side of the story. And that's, you know, you have people like Jeffrey Epstein and R. Kelly and Harvey Weinstein. Mm-hmm. Women aren't staying quiet anymore. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, even if Brian's innocent, he's got a real uphill battle to prove that.
I mean, I honestly, I don't really care what anybody else believes. I only want to know for myself. As long as I know he's telling the truth, that's all that matters to me.
Okay, so you need the truth. Is there any way we can get this other girl's phone number, this McKenna girl? Like, does he have a staff directory or anything like that around?
I'm sure he's got it somewhere. He keeps a ton of work stuff on his computer, so I could check there.
Okay, see if you can get it, because if you can, then I say we three-way call them, and then... What you could do is you could listen quietly while they talk to each other, and let's see what they say to each other when they have no idea you're listening, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we have to hit a break here. So if you can, go find that number, and then we'll try three-way calling them when we come back next. Okay, so we ended up getting McKenna's phone number, and we texted her, but we also texted Brian, and we sent them pretty much the same message during the commercial break. And Ashley, what was that message?
So we basically said, hey, it's McKenna, or hey, it's Brian. And then I wrote, I need to call you for a sec. I promise it'll only take 2 minutes. Need to discuss the drama at work.
Okay, so Brian wrote us back first and said, no problem. We did not hear back from McKenna. So honestly, we don't know if this is going to work. Tracy, how are you feeling?
I'm so nervous.
Okay, well, let's see if we can do this.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
I don't really have anything to say to you, so...
Okay, that's an interesting way to start a conversation.
Well, what do you want me to say?
I mean, I don't know. What do you want to talk to me about?
There's nothing to say. You win. You wanted me to look like the bad guy and all of this just so you can look innocent. So I told you that, and that's fine.
I don't know. I don't want you to look like a bad person, but, you know, you were the one that was like, it's cool. I know your situation, and I can be cool about it. You know, that's what you said.
Yes, but you were the one who was like, this doesn't have to be a one-time thing, you know? That was you who said that. I didn't say that.
It didn't have to be, you know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, you felt the need to tell everybody about us, and now I got my wife asking questions, you know what I mean? If she asking me about it, how long do you think it's going to be before, you know, she finds out the truth and, you know, it's too much. Like, then I lose basically my house, my bar, you know, half of everything.
You know, well, then maybe you should have put an end to everything a long time ago, don't you think?
See, that's easy for you to say. You've got basically absolutely zero on the line.
Actually, speaking of on the line, you guys, if I can jump in here and tell you, guess who else is listening right now?
Oh, snap! Well, I guess you were lying to me then. How long has this been going on, Brian? And don't lie to me this time.
Yeah. You got my fucking wife on with you. Yo, you fucking fired. Don't ever come back to work again. You fired.
What are you talking about? I'm not doing anything. That's not me.
Okay, that looks like that was Brian that hung up. But I believe we still have McKenna on the line. McKenna, are you still there?
Who the hell is this?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. We actually have Brian's wife on the phone with us. Is there anything that you would like to say to her?
What do you want me to say? How about sorry for sleeping with a man I knew was married? How about sorry for completely ruining your life?
Okay, I'm just going to hang up now.
Wow. Okay, not much of an apology there. Tracy, are you going to be okay?
I can't believe he would lie to my freaking face like that. He begged me to believe him. He even said, we're married, and that means we need to trust each other. And this is one big test for us.
Yeah, well, he failed that test.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.